Governor McDonnell has sent letters to key cabinet secretaries asking them to create a working group to study the ban and the consequences of lifting it. But environmental groups are not satisfied.
We're encouraged that the governor has elected to keep the ban in place. At the same time, there are some concerns regarding the details.
Cal Jaffe, Southern Environmental Law Center.
Given all those, you know, problems funding existing environmental regulation, it makes you wonder where the money's going to come from to fund this whole new regulatory enterprise.
And he says it's a tactical retreat.
Well, I'll leave the political prognosticating to others.
Patrick Wales, Project Manager, Virginia Uranium.
Really, there's two things that need to be accomplished from our perspective before we receive permits. And the first is that there needs to be a regulatory program established. And then the second is that that needs to be approved by the Virginia legislature.
And it appears approval, if it comes, will not be this year. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.